JB coach Peter Russell, win over the Nottingham Lions, a useful night out?
I think let's just try a few things. We've been together for about an hour today, and it gives us a chance to try a little bit of a transition. And we knew we'd have the puck a lot against this team, and to see the new zones. You know, the guys haven't really, a lot of guys haven't played in the big zone, the offensive zone, the D zone. It makes a big difference to hockey, and it's hard to get used to because you think you've got more time than you have, and then you don't attack the right space. So I think we've done okay in that situation. I thought we'd get better, and we had to work on with forecheck because it changes a little bit with the size of the zone as well. But there was bright things, and then there was things that had to be better for sure.
And that first period, I think it came out flying. It was fast, it was clinical. It's kind of what you were looking for from the start.
Yeah, and it just really, you know, it's not good for anybody when that happens in the game because there is a gulp in the two teams. But I thought after that we were a bit flat the second period, and I thought the third we started working hard again, and I thought that was a good thing.
So it's the middle of the training camp that you've got. It's useful, as you've said, to put things into a game situation that you can then work on and then take forward to Estonia.
Yeah, because we don't have a lot of time. We've got to use it wisely, and we've got another two sessions tomorrow, and we try and review a few things and look at some video. And then when we go away in December to Finland, we get another bit of time together, and then we just have to make sure we won our first game. You know, you've got to win your first game to be in the medal round, so we've got to go there blind. We don't know what our team's going to be like, and we don't get to see them, and we've got to worry about our game, I think. I think it's important that our game's good.
And just your first thoughts of you've been with the team a few training sessions and in the game situation, the squad, how's it shaping up?
It's young, and I think we've got things we can work on, but I think there was positives as well as negatives, and I think they showed in the last period they can have a battle. They're playing against bigger players, a lot of them, and they were getting stuck in there, and you could see the energy, I think, they were trying to really play. The last 12 minutes is pretty positive, I thought, after a good first period. The first period was just a whitewash, and I thought, after taking your foot off the gas a bit, it's hard to get going again. I thought we'd done that, to be honest.
And keeping the zero at the back end as well, that's...
Yeah, well, I don't think we give away many shots, which I'd like to think we do against a team that's in the division they're in, but I thought, yeah, we'd look pretty accomplished in the puck at times. I thought we moved the puck about well, and we could have had a few more in the last period than ever executed, but yeah, for what it is, I think it's fine.
Lions coach Matt Bradbury, GB under-20s. First of all, they obviously offered to host the game. And what would the Lions get out of that experience tonight?
Yeah, when we were obviously first approached by
Andy French, and it, you know, they wanted to come to a rink in, I guess, in the middle of the country with the new linings in preparation for their World Championship, it was a no-brainer that we wanted to help the organisation out and Ice Hockey UK and the players in preparation for their World Championships in Estonia. So yeah, it was a no-brainer. We've obviously worked around Tuesday nights is normally our club training night, so obviously thanks to the junior club we've moved their training sessions around, and yeah, so we really wanted to desperately put it on just to showcase ourselves against such a great team, and really just you know, show our juniors what there is that they can actually aspire to.
And that the first period, GB came out flying, and everything they seemed to do first period ended in a goal, so it was kind of up against it from the end there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we gave them probably that first period, probably gave them three or four goals, and that didn't really help. And obviously we paid them a huge amount, I think, of respect, and we stood off them, and they were dinging the puck around, and that's what they do so well. You know, they're good, they're fast, they're fit. And but as the game wore on, you know, I was quite pleased by that. You know, at 7-0 at the end of the first period, you can easily just pack up your bag and go, and our guys still carried on working hard, and a 2-0 second period, and we were grafting. And then in the third period, you know, we're really pleased how we you know, we kept it to 10. And you know, the teams like that, you know, in our league, obviously Solly will go and blow away teams, and you know, we've worked hard all night, and I can be proud that it was a, you know, we're not training on Thursday night, we're preparing for a game at away at Deeside next Sunday, and this was our training session. So the boys, you know, we've played three games now in 4 days, so that's another experience probably these guys will never get again. But I think for me, I think tonight has been wonderful because it was a great thing, and we turned it into a bit of a charity game, and supporting Megan McFarlane as part of the Special Olympics organisation, and she's going off to Finland in a few weeks' time at the Special Olympics World Championship. So, you know, hopefully she'll make a few quid out of tonight's game, and I'd like to thank all the fans for coming out on Tuesday night.
And it was great to see that obviously the team stayed on the benches for the display, they'll watch Megan skate and then bang the balls at the end, and then left for the interval end, so it was good for Megan from that point of view as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, she skates in Sutton in the Lammas Centre, and then it's only like the size of one of our end zones, And to go onto this ice, I met her in the week. I work at the National Ice Centre, so I met her in the week whilst I was here. And she was just, they had to extend her music because she couldn't get it all in because the ice is so big. So for a girl like that to actually adapt and make a change is wonderful to see. And I really, you know, it was quite emotional for me because I just thought it was amazing to see her out there. And I wanted to make sure my boys stayed and paid tribute to Megan. And it was great also that the GB guys did exactly the same. So thanks to everybody involved. It's been a great night, and it'd be nice if we could do it again.
And you've mentioned the league campaign. Obviously, you had your two games at the weekend. Coming to tonight, the Lidler League and the National League as a whole doesn't get the credit they deserve for the hockey it puts on.
No, I think we put on some great hockey. I think the North and, you know, the Morley Conference and the Laidler, I think there's some fantastic hockey, and I just wish that more people would come out and watch the games, because I know we were in Hull on Saturday night and it was an absolutely fantastic end to end, a proper encounter, and it was just, I said to the Hull coaches, it's just such a shame that more people don't come out in Hull and around the country. You know, obviously there's some big fan base, but you know, we're Nottingham, we've obviously got the Panthers here, but we stand alone and we work together. Our junior development is key. As soon as a kid, if they're good enough at 16, we get them in there, and if there's still a criteria, they've still got to be a certain skill set. We don't just let anybody through, but it's our Lions Academy's set up nicely now, and we've got a good conveyor belt of guys coming through, and it's about blooding them, playing them. And I think that's the key to our successful future in the game in Nottingham. But yeah, the league is a good league. You know, some great players. There's a lot of experienced players, and if we can get that experience passed on to the junior players, then our juniors are only going to get better.